5 years ago, Will Phelps resided in New Orleans.
Well, I lived in Mid-City, which is near the bayou. We lived in a little double shotgun house, and we lived on the bottom. It was a pretty good neighborhood.
The arrival of Hurricane Katrina took away that childhood home.
Our house is pretty much gone.
He says a priest from his church in New Orleans was a friend of Dr. Betty Kaufman, an associate professor at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The priest called Kaufman, and together they made arrangements for members of Phelps' family to stay with her. It was an independent effort of communication that helped Will at such a time. Yet the ability to communicate and respond on a large scale proved to be a weakness during Katrina's aftermath. Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness Director Mark Cooper says what impaired those efforts then has now been vastly improved.
We're first responders, we're unable to communicate with each other, you know, in the impact areas, as well as responders coming into Louisiana. We're now at 95% portable radio interoperability for the entire state of Louisiana.
5 years of developing and coordinating plans for emergencies has been a major task of the Homeland Security and Preparedness Office. Cooper, who took over as GOSEP director when Governor Jindal took office in 2008, says Louisiana has much better plans in place for evacuating and sheltering.
We did very well during Gustav, and we continue to get better. We look at a planning number of about 50,000 people that would need assistance with evacuation and sheltering. We can actually now shelter 24,000 people in the state of Louisiana. During Gustav, it was about 11,000.
Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo says since upgrades across the state in communications, GOSEP is focused on lessening confusion in times of evacuation. He says the office is working to partner southern or coastal parishes with locations to the north.
And now they're involved in more point-to-point situations where and agreements where you know, should there be a hurricane, you know where you're going to go.
He says the city of Monroe has signed on with such an agreement.
With us now, we have an agreement with three parishes, Terrebonne Parish, Lafourche Parish, and also St. John the Baptist. And it's already in the agreements. There's a summary of things that we've made commitments to, as well as those parishes.
Cooper points to Gustav and Ike being excellent opportunities for the state to evaluate emergency planning.
First, you can look at the response to Gustav and Ike and the successes that occurred during those two storms, but absolutely, we are much better prepared to respond, you know, 5 years later.
At the time of Katrina, like so many, Will was unsure of his plans, but finding a home in Monroe has helped plot his future.
I've graduated high school, started college, and I'm almost finished.
When he thinks of what has happened for him personally since the storm, he speaks of being grateful for what he's gone through.
Well, actually, every now and then when I do think about it, I am kind of happy, though, because without Katrina, I would not be where I am today. It gave me a second chance to do things better and do better with my life. So I'm thankful for it.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.